A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et tus spiritus tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me. Verbum Domini. At some time in our lives, we experience crisis. And this could be very overwhelming, very traumatizing. And this can cause much anxiety. At the same time, thinking about crises and trauma, we may become anxious. Well, today, we have this holy saint of God, a Franciscan who had much crisis in his life, but yet he was a man who maintained peace, interior peace, was not given over to anxiety, but the peace of Jesus Christ prevailed over him always. And so he can help us in our own troubles, our own crises. His example can give us some strength and even help us to maintain our peace. So this is Bernardine of Siena, a day we celebrate his memorial. It's regarded very high among the Franciscan saints. You know, he is known to be one of the greatest preachers in the Franciscan order and was regarded as the preacher to the Italians. Well, St. Bernardine didn't have an easy life, and his trials begin at a very young age. Bernardine grew up in sort of a well-to-do family. At the age of 3, his mother died. At the age of 7, his father passed. And this could be very troubling for a young boy. You know, that experiencing this type of trauma at a young age, no one really there to help, you know, his development, his growth. But God sent him his aunt, was a very devout woman, loved the Lord, and loved it very much in return with the pure love of Jesus. And so she, you know, of course, embracing him, giving him the care he needed, nurturing him with the things of that he needed as education, all of the care that goes into raising a child. Now, she did this so willingly, and that type of charity would influence this young Bernardine. So he would look to his aunt, who was a very prayerful woman, and he himself started to pray and have a devout life. Of course, you know, growing up with, you know, all the troubles of a youth and the temptations. But yet, he was able to keep his mind on God. And in continuing his studies, you know, he learned a great deal and became a very intelligent young man. So right after, you know, finishing a number of courses, you know, in his later teenage years, he would give himself to the hospital, and there he would help care for the sick. No, he gave much of his own time. After a while, there was a plague in Siena, and many people were dying as a result of it. And so he, of course, volunteered, did extra work, worked extra hours, you know, caring for the sick, and all manners of that type of care. And then, you know, a lot of the health professionals begin to die. You know, they contacted the disease, and he still continued to help others. In fact, he got another disease, not of the plague, but something else, which kept him in bed for about 4 months. Then, following this experience, you know, he thought very much about the religious life, you know, becoming a priest. And looking to Jesus now, he would gaze upon the cross, and there he found much of his strength and the peace that would help him prevail throughout the rest of his life. And so here he is now joining the Franciscan order and embracing the cross of Jesus, the Franciscan rule of life. He goes forth and he preaches, you know, and people are converted. One thing is he's known for is proclaiming the holy name of Jesus. And that's what he went to. Now, this was something that, of course, throughout his life, he having this devotion to God and this prayer life was knowing the power in the name of Jesus. That's what St. Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. And for Bernardine, in thinking about the name of Jesus, you know, and just knowing the power of it, whenever he was faced with something, this gave him such peace. You know, this kept him in a state of prayer and connected to God. And so Bernardine would, of course, you know, go on and preach. Many souls would be converted through him. People would draw closer to God. And, you know, he ended up passing about in the year 1444. I think he was only 63 years old or in his early 60s at the time. And now we can look at St. Bernardine's life. You know, how would this help us? You know, Jesus today speaks about peace as well. He says, "Peace I give you, my peace I leave you. Not as the world gives you." He gives us true peace, peace which St. Bernardine exemplified in his life. Not only did he have peace within himself, but he was able to be a peacemaker as well. And how do we have this peace of God? And especially when we are inflicted with various troubles and crises and things in our own life. Well, when we look to the scriptures a little deeper, going to St. Paul. St. Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." He says, I say it again, rejoice. You know, and then he says, "Let all men know your forbearance," meaning that let all men know that you are pursuing patience and self-control. Know that God is with you. Know that keeping God in your mind. You know, going to him always. This is how we gain forbearance, self-control, patience. And then he says, with all prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. With prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God. See, rejoicing in the Lord, that means that to rejoice in what he's given to you, and the greatest gift of all is his grace, is his very self. No, the grace we receive at baptism, the grace we continually receive in the Holy Eucharist and the sacraments, The grace that he's just pouring out to us just in being alive. No, that's something often we forget and don't think about and don't always have an awareness about. And that's something to rejoice over. See, but often when the crisis has come, then we forget about that. We forget about what we have, the strength that the Lord can give to us. No, we then give ourselves over to anxiety. No, St. Paul says, don't have no anxiety in you. See, so then with this prayer and supplication, giving it to God always, going to him immediately. And then he says, with thanksgiving, thanking God that, of course, that we have life. Yeah, it's hard to thank God when something goes wrong. You know, especially when we lose something, when our heart is broken, we don't want to thank God. We just want to think about the problem, being consumed with it. But yet, we can thank God that, yes, we have life. And we can thank God that, yes, he can provide. And we can thank God in expectation of what he can do through whatever we are experiencing. Go to the Lord and says, okay, God, use this for your glory. You know, now in my weak state, be my strength. And in praying like that, then we have peace. And as St. Paul says, the peace which surpasses all understanding. And this is the peace Jesus is speaking about here in the gospel. This is the peace he gives us. But it's found in Jesus Christ, in him alone. And that's why it's very important to have him first in our life. No matter how we're struggling, whatever it is, if it's with trials, troubles in this life, is it with a battle with sin, we could have Jesus first. He's there to help us, and he does not give up on us. And that's how we maintain this peace, Jesus Christ. And so whatever you're experiencing now, whatever hardship you have, trial, Jesus is here, and he loves you. And like all the saints here, know who trusted in him, who gave these things to him, he too will do great things in and through you. But it starts with him. And as St. Bernardine, knowing the power of Jesus, knowing the power even just in the name of Jesus, and there is where we have our peace, the peace which surpasses all understanding. God bless you all.